But this actually is the last in the sermon series that we've been doing. Acts chapter 1. And it's talking here about Jesus. In verse 4 it says this. It talks about there where he's appearing to his disciples. It says this, and on one occasion, while he was eating with them, he gave them this commandment: do not leave Jerusalem, but wait for the gift of my Father, promised, which you've heard me speak about. For John baptized with water, but in a few days you will be baptized with the Holy Spirit. So when they met together, they asked him, Lord, are you at this time going to restore the kingdom to Israel? He said to them, it's not for you to know the times or the dates the Father has set by his own authority. But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you. And you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem and in Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the earth. And then on to chapter 2. It says this, when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all together in one place. Suddenly a sound like the blowing of a violent wind came from heaven and filled the whole house where they were sitting. They saw what appeared to be tongues of fire that separated and came to rest on each of them. All of them were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other tongues as the Spirit enabled them. And then going a bit further forward, we could read the whole thing, but we just for time's sake we won't. Verse 14 says this, after this had happened, Peter stood up with the 11 and raised his voice and addressed the crowd. He said, fellow Jews, all of you who live in Jerusalem, let me explain this to you. Listen carefully to what I say. These men are not drunk, as you suppose. It's only 9 o'clock in the morning. No, this is what was spoken by the prophet Joel. In the last days, God says, I will pour out my spirit on all people. Your sons and daughters will prophesy. Your young men will see visions. Your old men, that's me, will dream dreams. I'm still waiting. Even on my servants, both men and women, I will pour out my spirit in those days, and they will prophesy. I will show wonders in the heavens above and signs on the earth below, blood and fire and billows of smoke. The sun will be turned into darkness and the moon to blood before the coming of the great and glorious day of the Lord. And everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. I should know that passage backwards because being brought up in a Pentecostal church, it was spoken on and read virtually every week. But wow, what a powerful passage of scripture. Unfortunately, possibly we don't speak about it too much now, but it's so important, yeah? If I had a title for today, it's this, but you will receive power. That's verse 8 of Acts chapter 1. You will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you. You will be my witnesses in Jerusalem, in Judea, and Samaria, and to the ends of the earth. We're the ends of the earth. We must be, yeah? So this is something that's local, yeah? And it's worldwide. It's great to have our foreign students with us, isn't it? It's absolutely brilliant. Because you get a perspective. We sometimes just get this narrow perspective of good old England. But, you know, we don't know we so often don't really know what's going on in the rest of the world. But it's fantastic to hear these testimonies. It was great last night when we heard about these countries and what's happening. We need to, don't we, widen our expectation, widen our vision. So it's locally and it's worldwide that we and the people are going to be witnesses to. So Jesus is talking here to his followers. He's talking here to you and to me. He's not talking to somebody else. He's not just talking to that group there. He's talking to you and he's talking to me. It says, you will be my witnesses. You see, if you and me, if we don't witness verbally, we can witness verbally. Some of us are better talkers than others. If we don't witness verbally, if we don't witness by our actions, then what's the world going to see? What is the world seeing? When it sees you in work, when it sees you in the community, what does it see? Does it see a life that's full of the power of Jesus? Does it say a lifestyle that shows your difference? What comes out of your mouth? What language comes out of your mouth? You can tell straight away. I've said this before, I only probably need to be in somebody's company for about 30 seconds to a minute. If there's an expletives coming out, then you pick up straight away, don't you, where people are at? You just get to know what comes out of our mouths. Is it wholesome? Is it good? What's our attitudes like? Are our attitudes loving? Are we generous? Are we joyful? We had this last week. Adrienne was talking about this. Is joy one of the characteristics that we have, or are we miserable? Yeah. We're one of those people who go around with a wet weekend face, then we're not exactly saying, wow, we had a great weekend at church. We turn up on Monday morning and everything's doom, gloom, and, you know, beyond. What is the point? And I'm not saying we should be false, but, you know, we should have a different attitude, shouldn't we? We should have a different approach, yeah? Why? Because we are anointed, yeah, by the Holy Spirit. We are anointed for appointment to do something, yeah? It's not something that we're just going to keep for ourselves closed in, yeah? Jesus said that you can, through my Holy Spirit coming upon you, do amazing things, yeah? We can do amazing things when God's Spirit comes upon us. But you know, so often, we're just running on empty, yeah? You know, if you're driving a car around, and I've been in this situation sometimes when you know the car's running on fumes. Are we going to come to a garage soon? Especially if you don't know where you are, and the gauge is down, and it's flashing, and how many more miles have I got left in the tank before I'm just, you know, going to stop somewhere? And I've carried plenty of petrol cans around in my previous years, yeah? See, so many of us can run on empty, and if we're running on empty, if we're running on fumes, guys, then it's no good. We need to plug in. We need to plug in, yeah? It's a lot of electric cars now. Isn't it amazing when you go into these car parks, you go to the ones in Ormskirk, and they've all got these electric plugs. That's what it's going to be in a few years. There'll be no garages. It'll just be plugging in, yeah? But we need to plug in as Christians. We need to plug in to God. We need to be in again and again. We need to recharge. There's nothing worse if you've got an electrical light at home. Maybe it's your shaver or something else, and you go switch it on and, ooh, dead, you know? Has anyone had that problem? Pardon? No, not your shaver, no. I couldn't think of a lady's sort of complimentary item. You'd have to tell me what one is. I don't know.
But,
a toothbrush, yeah. Toothbrush, that's a classic, isn't it? Yeah. But if you've got one of those things and you don't plug it in time, you switch it on, I've got, you know, what am I going to do? There's nothing worse than brushing your teeth with one of those uncharged things, is there? It doesn't work. And having a shave with a shaver with no charge, it doesn't work. But you know, even the Duracell runs out, doesn't it? You can have these little bunnies going around everywhere. They run out as well. They run out. All of us, we need to be on full power, yeah, all the time. We need to be on full throttle. We need that power within us. We need that daily, moment by moment. You see, you just can't rely. If today is your only infill, yeah, of the power of God, if today is the only plug-in you have, then you ain't going to survive, because by the time it gets to Saturday, you're just going to be like a jelly. You're just going to, ooh, you know. It's got to be daily. It's got to be moment by moment, yeah? Plugging in to what God wants for you. Plugging into his power. It's be filled. I don't know what the actual tense of it is, but it's an ongoing, it's be filled, but it's the word is be filled and being filled, yeah? What's it? What is it?
Present
a present continuous, yeah. That's what it was. I was going to say that. But that's what it is. It's a present continuous all the time. Be filled and being filled, yeah. Romans 8 verse 11 says this, and if the spirit of him who raised Jesus from the dead is what? Living in you. He who raised Christ from the dead will also give life to your mortal bodies because of his spirit who lives in you. The power that raised Jesus from the dead in me, in you. We just can't get it, mate. We just cannot get that into our psyche, can we? The power that raised Jesus from the dead is our disposal, flowing through us, working through us. The next time you feel yourself like you're a failure, the next time you feel as though you've let everybody down, the next time you feel as though I just can't raise myself, say to yourself, hang on, Romans 8:11. The power that raised Jesus from the dead is within my mortal body. Hallelujah. Yeah. I need to remind myself about that, but that's the truth. We've seen some amazing things on the streets, haven't we? Just in the few weeks we've been doing healing on the streets. A lady rang up this week thanking us. Thank you very much for praying for me last week. Thank you. A lady passed by, didn't she, only a couple of weeks ago, say, I'm fine. Thank you very much for praying for me. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Glory, glory, glory. We prayed for about now 65. We prayed for five people, I think it was yesterday. 65 people.
Yeah, that's great.
Wow. And we've only just scratched the surface of it. Yeah. And we can show and demonstrate that power of the healing and release that Jesus wants to bring. And who is it going to come from, guys? It's going to come from us. We need to get it out of these four walls, out there, into the community. It was great to have Steve Twister with us out last night on Street Pastors. It was great to have Raider out with us on Friday night. So you see a difference. You see the world in a different way, don't you, when you see those, what's going on out there. It's completely different, guys. It's not little Ormsgate Market Town. It's Ormsgate Mad Town. But if we're not there, guys, making a difference, if we're not showing who Jesus is, then what's going to happen? But we are. We're there. Hallelujah. Ephesians 1, verse 18 says this, I pray, and I'm praying this to myself, that the eyes of your heart may be enlightened in order that you may know the hope to which he's called you, the riches of his glorious inheritance in his people, and his incomparable great power for us who believe, you and me. That power is the same as the mighty strength he exerted when he raised Christ from the dead and seated him at the right hand in heavenly places, far above all rule. That's you, Elisha. He's far above all rule, all authority, power and dominion, and every name that is invoked, whoever it is, not only in this present age, but in the one to come. And God placed all things under his feet. Whatever situation you're facing, whatever issue it is today that you came, however small it might have been, doesn't matter, however big it was, all things under his feet. He's in control. And appointed him to be head over everything for the church. That's us. Jesus is over everything that you're involved in. He's over everything that I'm involved in. He's in control, guys. Yeah? The next time you think things are going out of control, just say, hang on a minute, God, you're in charge of this. You're in charge of my life. As long as we're walking with him, as long as we're not doing our own thing and just sort of off on our own, then. But if we're under God's covering, if you're daily and constantly under God's covering, then God is for you. And if God is for you, who can be against you? Even those things that we don't quite understand, what are you doing that for? Why haven't this happened? Well, we just got to say, God, you are in control. You got the text about the Derby Centre this week. It's only taken them 2.5 weeks to actually reply. But okay, maybe not the answer we were expecting, but I've got to just say, God, yeah, it's in your hands. You're in control. All things are under your control. You've placed everything under your feet. He's appointed him to be head over everything for the church, which is his body. The fullness of him. The fullness of him. Jesus hasn't changed. He hasn't gone missing. His fullness is still with us. Yeah? His fullness is still with us. The fullness of him who fills everything in every way. That you may know. That you may know the incomparable great power. Do you know it? Do you know that incredible, do you know that constant great power? Incomparable great power. Wow, I just want to exercise it more, don't you? And I can hold my hands up here, guilty, like AVN, but got caught out there with grace. I can hold my hands up guilty, speak to one of my family, yeah? Don't want to pray about that. No, I'm not in the mood. No, you know, we can all be in that situation, but we shouldn't be, yeah? Because all the time we have that incomparable great power of God. How are we going to change that? It says this in Romans 12, 2. It says this, and this is the key. This is the key. Do not conform to the pattern of this world. How many of us just slot in, yeah? Don't we? Like that jigsaw puzzle, we just slot in. Do not conform to the pattern of this world, yeah? The way the world thinks, the way the world operates, the way the world does things, don't conform to that. And this, guys, ain't going to get any easier. It ain't going to get any easier. We were talking about those 5-6 countries last night who were under persecution. We're so blessed in this country the way we are. We're so blessed that we can go onto the streets and healing on the streets. We can go out on Street Pastors because it's got government backing, yeah? Yes, you can do that. There's no issues. Let's do it while we can. Because things are tightening up, guys. Pressures come in from groups, various groups, to try and put the blocks on. Yeah, if you say something about you're a Christian, if you say something about something you may not agree with, something that's in the Bible, I'm not going into detail, but you know where I am. If you say, well, hang on, the Bible says this, but the world says that, all of a sudden you're a man with two heads. Guys, Do not conform to the pattern of this. We don't conform. What does God's word say? Yeah. If you don't know what God's word says, then have a look. Find out what God's word says about these things. Don't just believe it because the politician says it. Do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. We need our minds renewed, yeah? I've been on this earth now nearly 67 years, and, you know, I read today in UCB, it says you can change. Yeah. Oof. Bang. Oof. Hit me right in the solar plexus, whatever that is, up here. It hit me. You can change, yeah? I recognise, guys, in areas I need to change, right? Don't ask anybody of my family. I recognise that, yeah? Yeah? It's not easy, especially when you get into a rut, don't we? We get into ruts. Yeah, I don't want to be a blockage. I don't want to be a stumbling block. I don't want to be a hindrance to God's kingdom. Do you? I want that power to flow through me to make a difference, to be a witness locally, to be a witness worldwide, to see the hand of God move in amazing ways. I'm just blessed by these testimonies that we have every week. You might think, oh, it's only a little thing that God's done, but it's a massive thing because God's moved something that you couldn't move. God's changed something that you couldn't change. Yeah. He changes countries. He changes governments. He changes health. He heals heart failure. He heals cancer. I know that. In my own life, God is an amazing God. Philippians 4:13 says this, I can do one or two things. I can do a few things maybe. No, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. I can do all things, or you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. The next time you think, well, no, I can't, or it's too much for me, or I mightn't be able to manage that. Well, in your own strength, you can't, but say, hang on, Lord, I'm going to plug in to your power. You will receive power. You will receive the Holy Spirit. You know, we said in that song there before, come, Holy Spirit, come. You see, it's the presence of God in us, not by what we do, but it's the presence of God in us through that Holy Spirit. It's only the Holy Spirit that allows us to live in that victory, isn't it? We can't do it in our own strength. It's only Him coming in. His Spirit in you. His Spirit in me. And you know, if we've got that Spirit within us, so often it can lie dormant, yeah? And it's like anything else. If you don't use it, then it crumbles, yeah? So we need to exercise it. We need to get it going, yeah? I don't do a lot of physical exercise. I probably need to do a bit more physical exercise. I don't do it. It might be a little bit too late now. But you know what I mean? We need to put into practice the presence of the Holy Spirit. We need to activate it. Otherwise, it just lies dormant. Don't just pick it out of your pocket in a tragic situation. Don't just pick it out in an extreme situation. Use it in the simplest things every day, yeah? Praise God for everything, yeah? My family would tell you, I just tend to be praising God for anything, yeah? I just sit down and say, oh, bless the Lord, I've got a cup of tea, you know? You know, and I just, well, why not? You know, in everything, give thanks. Get into the habit of doing that. It can appear to be a bit glib and a bit, you know, but why not? It's not glib. I'm just with my Heavenly Father. I'm just thanking Him. I'm praising Him. I'm just saying, Lord, You're with me. Why not? I'm just not going to go, you know, on my knees for a week when a tragedy comes. I want to be in that walk with God so that He's with me all the time. Yeah. And when those situations come and whatever, and they do come, because we're not immune from those things, but God is just the same. Mm-hmm. I don't have to implore something extra. I just plug into what I've already got. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory. We don't realize what we have within us, you know, we don't. I'm talking to myself here today. I'm taking that into myself. So we need to get that power within us, and we need to exercise it. We need to stir up that gift that's within us. Last verse here, 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 6 says this, fan into flame the gift of God, which is in you. Mm-hmm. Fan into flame the gift of God, which is within you. Those who used to have coal fires will know what that means. You know, you ever spent that time with a coal fire, and you're doing everything, it's freezing cold, you know, and you're going like this, you're blowing on it, you're going like this, you're trying to get it going, yeah? Fan into flame, but when it takes off, you know, whoomph, didn't have fire lighters in those days. fan into flame. God, we need to do that. We need to stir it up within us. Fan into flame the gift which was laid upon you through the laying on of hands. For the Spirit of God that he gave us does not make us timid, but gives us power, love, and self-discipline. So do not be ashamed to testify about the Lord. If you struggle to open your mouth in work for God, if you struggle to open your mouth in the community for God, and let's face it, we all do. You know, the number of times I've blown it, or the number of times I thought, oh, I should have done that. I had an opportunity. We need to stir it up within us, yeah? And say, no, I'm not going to do that. I'm going to take that opportunity. I'm going to take that opportunity to pray with somebody. I'm going to take that opportunity to speak a word in season to somebody. Yeah? We've got it. So we need to stir that up. Not be timid, but use the power that he's given us. So we need to stir up that gift. Do you need stirring up today? I won't ask for the show of hands. I want stirring up. I'm not satisfied. I've seen some amazing things in God historically. I've seen some amazing things in God recently. But I want to see even more, don't you? Do you want to see more? I want to see more, so I'm going to stir up that gift. I want to fan into flame the gift that God's given me. You shall receive power when the Holy Spirit... If you're feeling weak today, if you're feeling you haven't got it, then right now, just as we close, let's ask God just to renew us, to fill us again with his power, yeah? Should we do that? Let's just pray. And each one of us just say, Lord, yeah, I want your power in my life. I want your power. I want your fullness. I want your energy, Lord. The power that raised Jesus from the dead within me. Just reach out and receive it.